Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Like the cast of that sci-fi classic Star Trek, I wonder if in the future we'll all be wearing the same thing. That's the vision of an artist and a designer from an anti-fashion group called the Rational Dress Society. They want you to give up on fashion and wear their gender non-specific item of clothing simply called the jumpsuit. Abigail Glaum Lathbury is a fashion designer and the co-creator of the Jumpsuit Project. She joins me now on Skype from Chicago. Welcome to RN Drive, Abigail.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
First of all, I want people to be able to imagine this jumpsuit. I've seen the pictures, but what does it look like and what's it made of?
So it's made of 100% cotton, and we have two different versions of jumpsuit. There's the spring-summer edition, which features a short sleeve, and the fall-winter edition, which very rationally for the colder months features a long sleeve. It uses a raglan sleeve, which is... maybe you're familiar with a baseball t-shirt in the U.S. we have. But essentially, the jumpsuit boils down to a shirt and a pair of jeans. So we've borrowed very heavily from workwear. And in that way, we sort of tried to make it a garment that you could actually potentially wear for every occasion.
How did you create the design and what kinds of factors did you have to take into consideration creating something people would wear every single day?
The big factor that we had to take into consideration is actually just accommodating everybody. Our jumpsuit actually comes in 248 sizes, which is a significantly greater number than most garments. Most garments off the rack or off the peg come in extra small, small, medium, and large. And we wanted to really avoid that language. And we actually also wanted to get a good fit on as many people as we could. And so we've developed a new sizing system. So our garment actually has three different body types. We have I, V, and A. So I is sort of proportional from chest to hip, so it's an average proportion. A skews a little bit broader at the hip, and V skews a little bit broader at the chest. And then to any of these three categories, you can add bust darts to accommodate breasts.
You've drawn on some resources from NASA to help get the sizing right. Is that right?
Yeah, NASA and the U.S. military. So we've used, it's called the ASTM, which is a standards measurement guide. So I'm actually a fashion design professor at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. And so I have piles and piles of fashion textbooks, which are very, very narrow in terms of the data that they're actually giving you. So the size ranges are actually quite narrow.
So I have to get in here. You just said you're a fashion lecturer, but this is an art project and really a counter fashion movement. Mm-hmm. This is anti-fashion.
It's it's not quite anti-fashion. We like to consider ourselves counter-fashion. And the reason it's not anti-fashion is because we do very much participate within certain frameworks within fashion. But what we are offering is something different. So we're hoping to create critical conversations. We're trying to produce both conversations, but also a garment that offers something different, something that's maybe a bit more viable. So as a fashion design professor, I think it's actually really important to be able to get my students specifically, but through the project, people more broadly, to have conversations about the way that we dress. And so FAD stands for a day. And at the Rational Dress Society, we question, why is that? Why is that necessary? We also question a lot about the amount of clothing that we purchase. We've cited studies that talk about choice paralysis or choice overload. So our theme, I guess, one of our taglines is reject choice. And it's the idea that we reject the idea that there is a difference between one of many mass manufactured garments. So for example, in the United States in the 1960s, people were spending on average about $4,000. 2013, we were spending nearly half or less than half of that, only $1,800. Annually per year on twice as many clothing. So we're spending half as much on twice as much clothing. And we find this to be an incredibly irrational and fundamentally unsustainable system. So either environmentally or considering labor.
So do people want this? What has the public response been? Because I understand the the statement you're making, the idea that we're kind of buying so much mass-produced clothing that really we're just duplicating what we have. There is a lot of waste mm-hmm. there. I mean, it's pretty obvious to me, and I can see it in mm-hmm. my own life. It's really obvious. But sure. does everyone want to just wear the same jumpsuit and be a carbon copy of the person next to them? I don't know. Doesn't this repress individuality?
No, because jumpsuit is not actually a mandate. You have to choose to reject choice. So as sort of ridiculous as that sounds, it's true. And I think, you know, whether or not you actively are adopting to wear this garment every single day doesn't necessarily preclude you from being able to think a little bit more critically the next time you go shopping. So next time you're at Zara, think, you know, am I replacing a t-shirt that I already have? Is this actually going to make me happy? and might I be better off having spent the money on something else?
So is this really the future of fashion? I imagine this is kind of to really transform the way people respond to buying clothing, you have to have a kind of mass movement. I don't imagine, other than a few dissidents like your good self, that people would be brave enough to, I mean, I would be, I'll be honest, reluctant to turn up in one of your jumpsuits to work unless perhaps lots of people started doing it. I think that's the way human behaviour works, where it felt normalised. Is that part of the issue, that you need to kind of create some sort of mass rejection of this extreme fashion culture we've gotten into?
Yeah, I do think that's true. But I also think, you know, not that many years ago, you know, 40 years ago, our spending habits were radically different. You know, we've really witnessed the inverse, like the inversion of how it is that we consume clothing. So by spending half as much but buying twice as much, and so, you know, a lot of times I think, you know, we're actually not producing something that's that new. It's actually sort of a new old in a way. And so I think it's definitely going to take a critical mass.
I've just got to ask you before I let you go. Are you wearing the jumpsuit now?
Every day.
You are. You're so genuine about your mission. You're not faking this on any level. Abigail, thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you very much.
That's Abigail Glorm Lathbury. She's a fashion designer and the co-creator of the Jumpsuit Project. So I wonder if you're tired of fast fashion. Does that happen to you? I think she's just completely convinced me there. You know, you watch something 6 to 8 times and it starts falling apart, and then you think you need to replace that top. I don't know, back in the good old days, I remember, maybe it was a working class family I was from, but you'd get a couple of items for your winter wardrobe and that would be it, the beginning of the season. This is your coat, this is your jumper, here's 2 pairs of pants, that's it. Perhaps we should return to those days. 0418 226 576. It's a number here at RN Drive. If you want to text me, what do you do? Are you kind of going mad with fast fashion, or are you, well, maybe you're embracing this kind of idea, minimizing. You can also tweet me using the hashtag RNDrive.